Isn't it traumatic when a loved one gets sick? It can be very traumatizing, a family member, even a friend, when they get really, really ill with a life-threatening illness. It causes pain, devastation, and even emotional distress and panic. But there's more to becoming ill than this. Doctors are very good at trying to fix us, but what really is the root cause of our problems?
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, this is Ann Nelson. I'm your host for today's show. And the older I get, the bigger my waistline has become, as I have become less active. And it's an interesting journey, isn't it? And I will talk to you more about my struggles and who I've been turning to and reading in trying to understand the relationship to food, exercise, emotional well-being, and my health. When disease shows up in our bodies, quite often it's panic stations. It's too late. The damage has been done. I know a close friend has diabetes, and it showed up in the form of a loss of eyesight. It was something that he'd had for a while and ignored some of his symptoms. And by the time he was diagnosed with diabetes, a lot of damage had already been done with his eyes and with his kidney function. And that's quite often the case. After years of eating a certain way, the damage that we do to our bodies can be irreversible. So they're now saying that we are what we eat. And while we're fit and healthy, our bodies can cope with unusual eating habits. But as we slow down, then that's when it starts to not work out for us. And I've been reading books like The China Study by T. Colin Campbell and Thomas M. Campbell. And more recently, a book called The Perfect Gene Diet by Pamela McDonald, who is a nurse practitioner and an expert in integrative medicines. A lot of our problems can be laid at the feet of the fast food chain restaurants. We've been taken away from making our food ourselves to grabbing something quickly. As we go about our busy lives, the number of chocolate bars that are out there conveniently packaged and left right near the front of the supermarket aisle where it's easy to grab as you go at the checkout. How many times have we had that Snickers bar, the Big Mac, or a tin of soft drink, and that's our meal? Probably no nutritional value in any of that. But we can lay the blame at our own feet. And it's a culmination of what we've eaten over a long period of time. What our parents ate or our grandparents ate was whole nutritional food that they prepared each meal. Not so much processed food back then. Very little came out of a carton or a tin. No preservatives except for probably meat that had been salted. Now we have so many choices. You go to the supermarket and there's such an array of everything from types of milk and cheeses, packets of cereal, all claiming to be healthy and good for you. It can be confusing going to the supermarket for those that are not seasoned performers in the shopping aisles. I think we've got to the stage of being confused when we go to the supermarket because there are just so many choices. And do we really have the time to check out 12 or more different varieties of the same basic food item? And then let's get started on the diets. There are so many diets out there. They're probably best described as fad diets. They work for some, but not for all. And there is probably a reason, because there is no diet that suits all people or that one diet fits all plan. So mass diet recommendations are not based in nutritional medicine anymore. According to Pamela McDonald, the result of years of unhealthy eating patterns going on in vogue diets, all of this only encourages obesity, chronic inflammation of the body, and the development of chronic illness. Pamela McDonald poses the question for us all: do we want to be spending our retirement attached to a bedpan, being that unwell in our older age that we can't go far away from home? Or do we want to be attached to a backpack when we're going out and about on our adventures at home and abroad? In retirement, we can afford to be more selfish, take an inward look at ourselves, and educate ourselves to make appropriate nutritional choices. After all, good nutrition can have the most positive effect on our health. The modern practitioners believe that we should be looking at our whole body, the whole person, so not only our body, but also our mind, our spirit, the environment where we live, and all aspects of our lifestyle. This is what's called integrative medicine, which uses effective, natural, and less invasive interventions when possible. I've spoken to people that have moved countries for various reasons, with the benefits being that they are living a less stressful life. Sure, some of them may have moved country for financial reasons to third world countries where they can survive on less money, and they are getting health benefits just from the fact that they're not stressed about their finances anymore. But some of them have just moved for other reasons, like, for instance, Naomi Cobb moved because she didn't like the way the elderly were being treated in her home country. Others have moved for more spiritual reasons and have allowed themselves to become more creative from the move, which has untold benefits on our whole body. Because in the end, we all want to be happy, and that's our natural right. Pamela McDonald, in her book, The Perfect Gene Diet, urges us all to take responsibility on curbing the escalating rates of chronic illness, starting from obesity right up to heart disease, stroke, and cancer. It is possible that when we recognize the role of nutrition, the role that it plays in health and healing, and work out what is right for each individual person. How can this happen? Well, we need to educate ourselves on how to make appropriate nutritional and lifestyle choices to prevent disease. But we must act, and act now, because good nutrition has a powerful effect on our health and is the number one integrative medicine tool that we have at our disposal. So it's up to us to educate ourselves and take an interest in our health and in what we're eating, because in the end, we are what we eat. How have I been going? Well, I must admit, I've tried many different diets. I've gone from the high protein diet to the ketogenic diet to low carbs to no carbs. I have started a herb garden, which I like to put some of what I've grown into the food that I eat each day. And I'm on a continuing journey, but I believe I'm going to get there in the end. I'm educating myself. I'm trying different things. And I now have more of a focus on getting a result. How will I go? I'll have to keep you posted in the future. But I believe awareness is the start to any improvement. Like many things, if we're aware that we need to make a change, then we'll go looking. Well, that's it for me for this week. I wish you all good health. And now that we're retiring, we do have that time to spend more time on ourselves and sorting ourselves out and getting the most out of life that we possibly can. Because it's our time now, so we need to make the most of it, including our health and our wellness, to end up with a happy life in retirement.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.